There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
No, it is good. It is good to see you, Jay Lindley, this time.
Last time upright. I seen this fella. Yeah.
Yeah, upright.
He wasn't feeling it too well.
No.
It was great that your brother, my brother, finally got to meet up.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I finally met Jay's brother and his friend Anthony. His storied friend Anthony.
Correct.
Yeah. And it was a great time. It was a great meeting. And I had a great time.
Yeah. You know? One time I've seen you left without words, really.
Yeah, yeah.
At one point that night, you were absolutely having a great time.
Oh, yeah. At one point, for sure. I don't know when it was.
Yeah, yeah. At least some probably within an hour before I got there, if I'm guessing.
I would say I texted you about an hour before the catastrophe.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
I'll be honest. I feel like, I know, Will, this is nice. We're teasing the story here.
Yes.
But I want to say that some of it, I feel like, a lot of it, I feel like I can't help but feel like was my fault. For one, the day before, maybe the morning of or whatever, Tyler's like, should we get a bottle of something? And I was like, yes, of course.
We're going camping, by the way. Yeah,
good call.
And I noticed what the bottle was, by the way.
Yeah,
picked that up personally, and I got $2 off.
Nice.
Hochatown Distilling Company.
That's right. Yeah. Spear Point Vodka. Yeah. Fueled many podcasts.
Yeah. And Wild Nights.
Yeah,
but Tyler's like, and I was like, yeah, I'll grab the beer if you grab that. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So that,
I can't resist.
Yeah, that happened. And free beer,
For
Tyler. Free vodka for me.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Yeah. Then we get out there. Tyler's over at Broken Bow Lake already at the spot. And I show up.
Best spot, by the way.
Oh, it's
best
so good.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going to have one beer, and then I'll get to setting up camp. And then I get in there, and that beer instantly disappears. And I'm like, Tyler, let's have 10 more.
Yeah. Okay. It's like 10 beers real quick.
Yeah. We're both just running out. At one point, we're having two. So a beer like in each hand.
That was great. That was brilliant, really.
Yeah, to cut down on the trips. I have a cooler a floaty that's designed to put a cooler in it, but we didn't, the only cooler I brought and that you brought are both way too big in this thing. So I got to invest.
Like a sack cooler or something like that.
Yeah, one with pockets so you can put smokes and other things inside of it.
Right,
too,
right. That way you never have to leave the water.
Right.
Because that's the whole point. If I had stayed in the water, it would have been a good night, I think. But, moving on with the story. So what happened was I had told Jay Lindley, if you want to come out. And you were like, my brother's coming to town. My friend's coming to town. Maybe we'll come out and see you. And this is our famed spot at Broken Bow Lake where we go at. And I was stoked, to say the least. Yeah, there we go. I get out there. Now, I hadn't eaten that day. And on the way, I was like rumbling. I was like, I probably should get something. So I got this little, it was like, this big of a chicken sandwich for $2.99 from
Hot Box Chicken Sandwich.
Chicken sandwich. Yeah. And I was like, that should do me. I should be able to last till dinner on that. So we get there. I get set up. Of course, I just bring a hammock, a cooler, and a chair, and I'm ready to go. I'm twisting them up. I'm sitting there. I'm drinking. Then Patrick shows up, and we have a great time. We go out. We get in the water. We start drinking heavily and lots of beer and a few sips of vodka. We really didn't pound on the vodka.
No, you can't bring glass in the water. We wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that at all.
Would never do that.
No.
So, we drink for a while, and then Patrick's friend shows, or our friend shows up. he's more your friend, no friend of yours.
Huh?
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah, our friend shows up, and we keep drinking and all this, and eventually.
When here's it. You get there. You already been there a minute.
Yeah.
But he had a beer. Then I get there. Like a fresh person comes up and it's like, all right, let's have. You got to act like
you're
a fresh person. You
got to
have another beer. And then the other dude shows up and it's like, shot.
Yeah, you got to catch up. Yeah. And
all the
shots, all the rounds.
Smash three beers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had probably drank eight to ten by the time that the disaster happened. So we like, so we get out of the water and I'm feeling you. We were laughing about how much I was stumbling. Remember that? I don't know if you remember. Yeah. You watched me kind of like stumble over a rock and you started laughing. I was like, I'm good, dude. I'm good. Don't worry about me. You know, and we get up to the top and Patrick goes up towards the vehicles to start doing something. I sit down and I check my phone. Jay Lindley, are you guys still there? I text him. I said, I think I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully you get this because the service isn't great down there. Yes. And I said, come on down, my brother. I'm having an excellent time. And then
is that really what you sent?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Something along that lines. Yeah. And
I knew he was feeling good because he came in two texts.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler's not the kind of person to send, texts. Like, leader text another text. Yeah.
You're
lucky
to get one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I felt, you know, genuinely special that I got one. And then the second one, I was like,
it's genuine excitement.
Yes.
Oh, he's drunk.
He's lit.
He's lit.
He's drunk and high at the same time.
Oh, my gosh, dude. It was just ridiculous. You know, that was another. But I feel like I'm a champion at that.
Yeah, totally.
I could drink 20 rum and cokes at the bar and not smoke all night and get home, and I'd be... I could Snoop Dogg it, no problem, with no problems. Maybe I'll pass out in the chair that I'm in or something,
but
I'm not
going to.
Yeah, I'm good. So at one point, another beer, whatever it is, I get up and grab the bottle. And the bottle had been sitting out at this point, like in the direct sunlight. So I go for the nice swig on the bottle. This is how many swigs and how many beers later. And took that sip, and it was warm going down.
Oh, it makes my stomach turn just thinking about it.
Maybe think of
you're expecting cold.
Yes, of course.
Which barely has taste.
Oh,
because
exactly.
It's such a great vodka.
Might as well be water.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. When you're that drunk, too, or when you're that, feeling good.
For a second, I wish somebody was eating some big Kahuna burger so I could have some of your Sprite to wash this down with. But there was not that around. I think it was just more beer.
Yeah.
And I took that, and I started with it. I was like, okay, that's twisting and turning now. That doesn't feel very good.
Yeah, you felt it all the way down, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As if I, and not to mention, it's 90-some-odd degrees. Yes. Out, it's but the sun's blazing on you, you know, and
dehydrated
mm-hmm.
Totally
for sure.
Dehydrated,
for sure.
100%.
Yeah, not having eaten,
been in
really
the water,
anything.
But not drinking any water
exactly.
And drinking alcohol. 100%. You probably peed 3 or 4 times in the water.
Oh,
I'm
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah, and then I like how when you get to that point, you start trying to crush water, being like, okay, I'll just catch up with the water.
Yeah.
I'll just quickly hydrate.
No, it doesn't
work like that. You need an IV or something. And. I sit down in my chair and I'm like, oh, I'm just spinning, feeling it. And, get up and I'm like, the hammock is all set up. I'm like, I'm just, come on, bro. I'll just quickly, you know, I don't know what I was thinking. You know, I was just like, I'll just quickly get through this by laying down in the hammock, which is suspended in the air, by the way. Like, even if you're sober.
Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst when you're drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Even when you're sober, the first minute in a hammock is a little bit like, whoa, okay. it's like you're an astronaut.
And you get vertigo.
Yeah. And when you're spinning, even a bed on the flat ground is spinning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
To be in something that could also be spinning.
Yeah, it doesn't counteract.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
I don't think it like makes you stable. Yeah.
No. I laid in that hammock. I'm telling you, the moment my ass hit it, I was like, I'm in trouble. Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to get through this. And
am I just about 7:45?
Yeah, 7:45 p.m. It's not even
the sun's not set yet.
Yeah. And I puked. The first puke was fine. No problems there. It was the 15 dry pukes afterwards with no food, no beer,
Which I only heard about 3 of.
Right.
For the record. But I will say your brother, even though I've heard you puke before. You know what I mean? Your brother was kind of covering for you because my brother was there and Anthony was there. So he was kind of covering for you
because
first time I thought I heard you like, really heave one. He was like, so, and then here's the food we made. You're hungry.
Yeah.
And then the second time I knew for a fact it was you down there at that point. He was like, oh, and then check out the new flashlight.
You never know.
That's a good brother though.
Hey,
that's a good
brother. And I tell you what, you never know how some people react to other people. You know, I didn't want to start like a chain. you know, in case you don't want a chain reaction.
One weak stomach in the group and all of a sudden they're like,
exactly.
Gotcha.
And it was not like, oh yeah, it's just a guy puking over there. I was in rough, like it was so bad. I'm embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. And I'm not gonna get embarrassed over puking unless it's like I feel like I could have died a few times.
Can we post the selfie on our our Facebook?
I'm because sure. Let me look at it first.
Okay, I took a selfie and it's not bad.
Am I leaned over? I remember
being... No, you're like out in the hammock. So.
Okay, that's good at least.
Yeah,
because
it's not bad.
I don't know for how long, but I had to stabilize, you know, because you're in the hammock, so I had to stabilize myself.
Half out of it.
Half out of it. And that's how I fell asleep, I'm pretty sure.
And you remember, Jay, like I was like, dude, there's a thing about Tyler when you get in that state, and I've only seen it a couple of times, but you get like cold and clammy and real dead-like.
Oh, man.
Real
dead-like. He was like wet from sweat, like he was hot, but when you touched him, he was ice cold.
Oh, yeah, it
was
crazy. I was like, dude, this is the weirdest thing.
Yes, I did. I did touch you.
We touched every part of it.
My inner thigh.
More parts than you'll never know. No.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here it is.
Okay, let me see that.
I just sent it to your text message so you can take a look at it. It's not a bad one. I mean, it does show your nipples, so Facebook make, you know.
Was I shirtless?
Yeah, you were shirtless.
Oh, shirtless. Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's not a full body shot, though. But
yeah.
No.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah, I look dead.
Like real
that's
pale?
That's insane. Yeah. I mean, literally dead. That looks like those dudes who take a picture, like a selfie with their granddad at the wake, being like, yo, rest in peace, granddad. Yeah, he's in the casket.
Let me see this. Yeah. Did you text it to all of us?
No, I can text it to you, too, though. All right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and
you were like, this is just to prove to Tyler
that I was here.
I heard you.
Yeah, and then you were like, good to see you.
I remember. Like,
whoa,
like
where'd that come from?
Yeah. I remember at one point I was getting roasted, and I was like, I can't defend myself. Like I was like, you bastards.
Honestly, I thought we took it really easy, kicking a downed man. I was prepared to just stand back, like you know, you bring your brother and you got your old buddy, like, and here's a guy that they don't know. They were like, hey, I want you to meet this. I was like, this is your buddy here.
I would have done Tyler an honor of his own ways though had I went in on him.
Yeah. Because he been with me and say bro was out, Tyler would have given him the business.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I would have expected it.
Yeah. That's why I was business. Prepared. To-
one of you made a joke and I was laughing. I was like trying to laugh.
We were all making it. It was a great time. I was sad that you guys left, but then when I went into the cooler and I realized there was one beer left, I was like, probably good that they left.
Yeah. No, see, that's why. And when you open the cooler, I noticed it looked like you're about out of beer, if not out. So I was like, nah, I got to have one. He made us have one.
We brought 36 beers, and there was one left the next morning.
That's insane, because
me and my buddy that was still there, we just took a couple shots the rest of the night, you know? Because I still went and like night swam and stuff. And so I guess we drank a lot of beer in a short amount of time.
Yeah. It was not one of those nights where you drink too much and puke and you pass out and you forget about it in the morning. You're like, oh, I must have puked last night. No, it was like, that might have been the worst ever.
Did you wake up in the morning rough?
Oh, yeah. So I woke up. I haven't gotten to the crux of the story yet.
Oh, sorry.
And this is the part that really surprised me. This is what was so embarrassing, and I'm relieved to know that maybe you knew, Jay. Maybe you knew. I've told Patrick since then. I was going to try and save it for the podcast. But after the first round of puking, which wasn't that bad. Like, I was still puking in a hammock. It's terrible. But, like, it wasn't, you know, like... as bad yet. And then I started puking with nothing in my stomach at all. And
which
that's
the worst.
Yeah. That's when your whole body is like from
convulsing,
your toes to your top of your scalp.
You've already
is
thrown
like,
up all your stomach acid.
Exactly. Yes. So now I'm just throwing up. And I shat my pants that second round of throwing up. I shat it like really badly. And I remember, this is the thing I remember. I remember like thinking in my head, like just hold it, like, you know, close the shutter and just no matter what, don't let that happen. And I'm dry heaving, and it's like, dude, there was no way, you know. And it wasn't like, it was like chocolate pudding. So like
at some point you're getting rectal release.
I just let go and I passed out. And that was it. So I know at one point everybody was standing around me, and all I could think was, man, they're smelling my shit that I shit myself. I have never done that, like, since I was a kid. I don't remember the last time.
Since you don't remember.
Since I don't remember shitting myself.
There's proof if we had noticed, we probably wouldn't. Because, like, I noticed at one point, it was, like, five of us, I guess, with my buddy, we were, like, Tyler was in the middle while we were having our conversation. I don't know how that happened. Because you got your hammock right in the prime spot.
That's true.
So we're in the hanging spot. So we're all, and I never caught a whiff of nothing, you know? But I do remember at one point being like, let's say, I guess we'll just.
Yeah, right. We'll let him be.
Probably being dramatic. It wasn't like, I mean, it was a little bit. It was enough where I knew. I had to sit in it. In a hammock, too.
A body diaper.
I nearly threw everything away. But so I woke up at 3 a.m.
Of course.
And I was like, but I'll be honest, when you asked me, I was good. When I woke up, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like in my right state of, I could actually think and whatnot. Yeah. I couldn't really remember. I can't really remember much of anything before that night. I'll tell you that. Like, I had to relearn how to be with Miles, and I was like, oh yeah, this is my life. And
I'm a child here.
Yeah. So I got up at 3 a.m. and I'm like, I shat myself. I puked drunk, ruined the night for myself, you know, and I got to get up. I got to clean up. I got to pack up. I got to go. And that's, I was out by, you know, 3:30 or something like that. I packed up. I was sober. I jumped out of the hammock.
Because, again, you know, this was 7 p.m. we're talking about prior to.
So I had plenty of time to chill. I drank a lot of water at some point. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
which helped you get it out of your system.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, so I got in the lake, honestly, to clean off.
Yeah.
It was the far other side, though. So the part we never saw. Only the quick kids swim there, so I don't give a shit.
That part of the lake would be washed down the river.
Exactly.
No time.
So I washed out, and I got back up, and I'm like, I'm considering getting back in the hammock. I'm considering just staying up from this point and, like, smoking one and just chilling. And I was start drinking again. I was nearly there, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. I had the breakfast stuff, so I had to transfer the breakfast stuff over to Patrick's cooler and left a few key items to make sure that they were all good that I had.
Right.
And just made sure I wasn't leaving anybody
hanging
in the breeze I was.
Yeah.
So
literally.
Yeah. At that exactly.
Point. Did you run around naked or did you put your drawers at you?
Yeah, naked, yeah.
That's awesome.
I was neck. And I let my pants dry a little bit. I brought my hammock in them. So I didn't get anything on the hammock. It was just you're sitting in it, so it smelled. Yeah. So I brought it into the lake and I washed it, like, just tried to do that in the lake. Let it dry. I, like, pinned it up. I was there for a little while. I used the tent stakes to make a sail as the wind would hit it, and it was just all, like, you know, all bowed out. And I let it do its thing for a while, smoked like 3 cigarettes, just sitting there contemplating, like, looking at the stars, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you know, I'm a dad. Yeah, like, other dads saw another dad, and that's no dad should ever. I should be able to champ about anything at this point, you know, and I couldn't. So I wasn't feeling too great.
I felt so bad. Like, it's, and it maybe
you always do when your friend is, you know.
Yeah, I think less so, like, before I had a child, but now, like, I was looking at, you know, it's like, this is my kid brother, and he's all, man, we had too much fun, and it was I just felt responsible.
No, it was not your fault at all.
I'll say the biggest travesty, though, was that you were out, and I saw it happening. Like, mm-hmm. I saw the shot, and I was like, I saw Tyler turn green. I was like, I know it's bad. Like, he's at least out for a little bit. But you were out for good.
For good.
And then
KO.
Finish him.
Yeah, and I got finished.
It was just me and my buddy, who's one of my closest friends. I love the guy, but he's a stoic individual. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that. And I know he's a listener to this podcast, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying anything he wouldn't agree with. He's
very nice,
you know,
dude.
Very nice guy. And you ask him, you're like, hey man, how you been? What's been going on? Good. Nothing. Yeah. You know, he's a stoic dude.
And this is the background.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll be doing a lot of talking tonight. And
about the NBA championships.
Yeah. Didn't watch this one. Yeah. But then you guys showed up, and it was like, so what was that? I was cooking dinner at that point, you know, because nothing
had
else.
Just wrapped up, I think, or was wrapping up some of it.
Nothing
smelled good.
Grow the appetite it did. Like somebody puking right next to the campfire. And a car pulled up, and my buddy, he was like, that looks like a Mustang. And I was looking, I was like, nah, it's a Charger. And so. I know. And then, but if I had like believed him, as I should have, that was a Mustang, it would have clicked a little sooner. But I see like three guys walk by in the shadow, just like, what's up? And I was like, what's up? You know guys do to get like that when
you got to match that, or you got to go lower than
what's up? Yeah, nothing going on over what's here. And
just cooking with some big knives, you know.
Yeah. And then I was like
flipping a steak with a Glock.
Yeah, I thought I heard like, "Hey, Tyler," and
you
flipping a steak with a Glock. Sorry, that took me a second, but you could. They're very versatile.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I heard it again, and I was like, oh. I was like, crap, that is a Mustang. And I was like, Jay, hey, up here. And
Jay's calling out to a dead person.
Well, you were right there. And I swore, I was like, because when we went on the first, okay, we got out of the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, that may be them. But I didn't recognize the vehicles immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dark. So I was like, if it's them, they'll holler because they know I'm coming, right? Well, we get past you, and like you said, what's up?
I did not know.
We didn't recognize, right?
Yeah, I didn't relay that part to Patrick. Yeah.
And they're just dark enough, you know, so we didn't recognize each other. So we walk on down the road and then get around the corner where you're kind of booked. And I was like, I bet you that's them. And that's when I started saying, hey, Tyler.
Tyler.
And then nothing. And then I hear you, and I'm like,
hey, Jay, Tyler's dead.
Yeah.
But all
No. Don't go. No way.
Yeah. Don't be looking for him, man.
It smells like shit over there.
But all of a sudden, like, you, your brother, and your buddy show up, and it's like this dynamic. Everybody's talking. We're having a good time, you know. And I was very excited to meet your brother, you know. And obviously, your buddy.
I was too.
What'd you think?
I was too.
I mean,
yeah, it was great, dude. I feel like the four or the five of us, Kenny was there too, you know. We were cracking up the whole time. I felt like it was jokes flinging from everybody all around. We were all cracking up. And then you guys left, and it was just silent.
Yeah.
I think you were done at that point. It was just more like but you guys like left way too soon.
And I like the idea that your brother is like, listen, I'm not really down with like frat boy parties. So I don't know where the fuck you brought me with this. Like, I also got to watch out. This guy's got like 240s taped to his hands, and I'm passed out in a hammock with penises drawn all over my face. Yeah. Like, this is I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago.
Oh yeah,
You'd have been done, dude.
Yeah, I would have get peened for sure.
Yeah. You would have not noticed until you got home and looked in the mirror.
Let's get his pants off and flick it, and then like, oh, he shit himself. Like, would have been a whole thing.
Everything would have been documented for Facebook
or Snapchat
or something. Yeah.
And then,
it was great to meet your brother, though. And he was all like, yeah, he's getting ready to go to Africa and all that. So, you missed your shot, Tyler.
What do you think of me? Like, my contributions.
Good first impressions.
I can never meet him now. I'll never ever. If I ever hear he's going to be coming near me, I'm going to run the other way.
Honestly, that'd be great. I want to be there than that when you actually get to meet him a little bit.
This real confident, capable guy, but the first time he saw him, he's just lesser than a slug. Like, you would give more, you know,
we just put him out of his misery.
Yeah. I would be the same way, dude. Like, I don't care if all of a sudden I became a billionaire, your brother would still be like, you ain't shit, dude.
Yeah.
First time I met you.
I still can't believe. He's like, do you drug me out to beat this guy? This thing?
You do what with this guy? Wow.
You're real good friends, Jay.
I thought you were doing better with yourself. This is the same thing we were doing 20 years ago, bro. Yeah.
You ever have like one group of friends meet like that other group of friends?
That's kind of the way I felt. No, I mean, not because of any activities that happened but on the way too, because this is my oldest day one friend. Literally, we spent our first Easter together hunting Easter eggs. Our parents lived next door to each other. My brother, obviously. Yeah, I was there when he was brought home from... I can remember peeking out the window, having a tippy toe, you know?
Yeah.
So, day one's meeting up with dudes that I hang out with every week, you know, and it's my new besties kind of style people, you know? So that was going to be an interesting meld together. You just made it better.
I was just, I was the glue or the shit that held it together, you know? Those memories are stuck together
absolutely.
I remember it wasn't a friend of mine meeting another friend, but I did the first time I hung out with a particular fellow once, I you know, I'd seen him around the bar and whatnot. We had hung out like at my house, and it was a really disastrous experience. That's a whole other, a similar story actually. To
one of my old buddies.
Yeah, that's one of Patrick's old buddies.
Patrick and I shit was himself
like,
that day.
Oh yeah, no. And he's like, "Why don't you come on over?" Patrick is long gone. You hadn't seen this guy in a decade, probably at this point. So I was like, you know, and you know, he wanted to hang out with me because I was Patrick's brother. Come at me, reminded him of the old days or whatever. And he's like, "Come on down, you know, come on by." And I go and I'm like, "Dude, is this like your parents' house or something?" Like, he's like, "Yeah, I live with my parents, you know, okay." Like 36, but that's all good, you know. And he's like, "Come on, you know, like,
oh,
we get
really?
In the house,
no,
you
gotta be quiet.
We gotta go downstairs."
Oh, damn.
Oh, God, dude, I haven't done that since I was 16, high, scrambling down my friend's house basement after, you know, get down there. And we get down there, and he just starts crushing gin and orange juice like. Like a mother, like, and he was drinking that Tanqueray stuff, and he had this giant glass, you know, and he was pouring glass after glass of that, and just the one thing I remember, his
it's like nervously drinking it,
nervously, really drunk, yeah, and his bedroom basement was putrid. It was like. Stacks of shitty laundry everywhere and cum tissues left out. And, you know,
definitely,
and like,
pissed himself in the bed a couple times.
Oh, definitely. Like the type of place where you just puke and you'd be like, "No, I'm going to clean
this." This guy developed quite an alcohol problem in high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember the dirtiest part of the whole place was he had. I don't know if there was a toilet there, but there was like a sink and mirror. And that sink and mirror was. Disgusting. Like, I don't even remember why, but I remember looking at it being like, "Oh my God, dude, this is really bad," you know.
Like, and picked his nose and wiped the boogers on the
all of it, everything. And the thing I remember, he was wasted stumbling around, but he didn't puke, pass out or anything. But I remember at one point he reached to go get his he had poured this massive glass again, and he tried to reach for it, but he was like way off, you know, and he got overcorrected quickly with his hand to get the glass, and he just knocked it over into a basket of like his only laundry. And like, he just left it. Like, I was just looking at that glass like upside down in the laundry basket, tipped with like
orange juice and gin.
And gin. Oh, his whole
disgusting.
His whole basket, his mom just did for
oh,
him.
Oh my goodness!
You know, is just soaked. Yeah, it's all of it soaked to the bone. You know, and I think he just and went off.
Oh my goodness!
So, go ahead.
I wonder a lot whatever happened to that guy. The last time I saw him, he was with another high school buddy who had an even worse drinking problem. That sounds pretty bad. Well, this guy was much worse than the last time I saw. And him and that guy were best friends. I was just like, I just knew them and got associated with that group and did not develop the drinking problem, fortunately.
Yay.
But but
yeah,
the other guy.
Much later.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, on my own time as an adult.
Yes,
as a working
that
adult.
Wise decision.
Yeah. Yes.
That decision was yours.
Yeah.
But
functional alcohol.
When I saw the last time I had seen our mutual friend, I was already living down here going to college, and I went up there for like winter break or something, and I saw him, and I remember he had a bottle of vodka and a bottle of gin in the other hand, and he was all like yellow looking, like jaundicey stuff.
Liver
and
disease.
And he was like, I remember he would like guzzle the vodka. It was all both plastic bottle liquors.
Classic.
Too. So classic.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man. But handles of each.
He was handles of each, chugging from them and then taking a little like a mellow yellow, and this was his chaser. A little sip.
Mellow yellow.
2 months later, he called me and he said, "I'm in the hospital and they don't think I'm going to make it." And like 3 days later, he died from it. Yeah. It was rough. And I remember looking at him, I was just like, "Dude, I'm so glad I don't know you guys
anymore.
Yeah. You know, it was just some high school associates." But this guy, he avoided all that, but he was notorious. Like in high school, he was still already having a drinking problem. The guy from your story, I'm trying not to use any names,
which
is always
guy.
Awkward. The guy. Yeah. But I remember one of the things is he would always throw up after drinking, and he had the most horrendous, like, you could hear it from the neighbor's house, you know, if he was vomiting. It was just like, I can vomit silence,
I
you
can't.
Know?
Yeah.
I can't.
You know, but he's like imagine Chewbacca vomiting.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
Like a demon from the ninth realm.
And we'd be over at my buddy's house, and like his mom would like go, everybody had basements down there, so you know, that's where everybody, all the dudes would hang out in the basement, and his mom would like be at the top of the stairs being like, are you okay in there? Like, yeah, he's just got a stomach bug.
No.
But I remember once he puked out something that I was looking at the pile of it that was left down there. I was just looking at it. I was like, that looks like a tomato, like an entire tomato. And
like
I was
a cherry
like,
tomato or like
yeah,
a beef
like a Roma,
steak.
Like oh, a Roma steak. Tomato. Roma? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like looking at it. I was like, and I remember he was laying on my buddy's bed, just like conked, like he was just leaning over vomiting.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, you've been eating like whole tomatoes. And he's like, oh, fuck, I hate tomatoes, you know? And I was looking at it, I was like, that's a stomach ulcer then.
Yeah, like a whole one.
Yeah.
That's either your spleen
got rid of it.
Or a stomach ulcer.
Yeah, there's some part of his inside that had come out. Yeah. And I remember the only thing I've ever seen the guy eat was Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, shit. It was a ball of Cheetle.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah,
had
just
solidified.
A core.
Yeah.
A core of I remember after.
The Death Star at his stomach.
It's probably good that he threw it up, you know, it'd still be in there, but
yeah.
That's
one way to get rid of an ulcer.
Fossilized by now.
Just puke it up.
I assumed it was some kind of ulcer or cancerous stomach lump or something. Oh, I don't know. But I don't know how much we want to keep going on that.
All of it.
This
I want to keep
rough,
going. Yeah,
absolutely.
But of course, I moved down here and I saw all those guys on a couple of occasions during like my winter break from college and go up there and see him. But I still heard the stories because you guys, I guess our sister ended up knowing these guys or something or whatever. But one time you were hanging out with, maybe the first time you were hanging
first
out
first time
with
I ever
him?
Met him.
That was a bit.
So I don't know what I was expecting going to his house the second time.
Yeah, because the first time you hung out with him, a bit of a, did you know
him? Gave him a second chance,
bro. I didn't know. Yeah, I guess second chance. He had free weed. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
And so the first time I met him, it was Jen's birthday, and we were like ripping up all the clubs in downtown Grand Forks, North Dakota, which is just a sorry place. It might be the worst place in America.
At least in summertime, right?
Yeah, it was summertime at least. And it must have been spring. It was Jen's birthday.
Still
so
cold.
Yeah, yeah. Still cold. So and icy, yeah. So we meet him and Jen's like, hey, this is Justin. He knew Patrick. He was friends with Patrick. And this guy was like, oh, hey, yeah, you look like Patrick. I'll be your friend. And then Jen like split. She left, you know? And then he was like, you know, want to keep drinking kind of thing. He crushed a bunch of drinks at the bar. He was already drunk, and I was like, yeah, here's the address if you want to go there. I'll meet you there. And he arrived.
He drove there.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
He drove there with, again, thinking I'm Patrick. He arrived with a 12-pack of Patrick's favorite beer, Stella Artois. He was like, I bet you're going to like this. You know, trying to recreate. Oh, I'm like, what are you trying
to? It hurts my heart now.
Homo, a little bit. A little, you know, just shrine to Patrick. You know, fucking know. You.
It hurts my heart.
Yeah. And he arrives at that, and a bottle, a plastic handle of Bacardi Limon, which I haven't drank since. And we're all in me, Jen, and this guy are. Did I say his name?
Yeah, you were saying his name.
Damn it. Whatever. He don't listen.
That guy.
We're all in.
I'm
he
not
wouldn't
even sure
remember
if he's
this.
Alive,
yeah, me either.
To be honest.
And I'm sure he'd be pleasantly surprised by this story because he don't remember it. I tell you that.
Yeah, pleasantly surprised. Yeah. Yeah.
You deserve this. And he starts shooting Bacardi Limon like rimmers in a little plastic shot glass. And I don't even know if he's drinking beer at that point. And he had like a bong and all this. And I was just packing them, you
ripping
know,
them.
And ripping them.
Yeah.
And I just know at one point, Jen's old, this is forever ago, her boyfriend got home
at that time. Yeah.
And Jen and I were like, we were out of cigarettes, so we were like, just the Easy Mart or whatever was just 2 minutes down the street, right? So we go and get smokes, and by the time we come back, he is in the living room. I don't even know how he got there, puking like, oh my gosh. Like Patrick was saying, this is the same guy puking like a demon or Chewbacca. And we're like, what the hell happened? You know, and Jen's old boyfriend, he was like, he literally took like 11 shots while you guys were gone. And like, you know, 5 to 10 minute span, you know, and he was puking. And it was an old house, you know, like two stories. And where he was at, that like the center of the living room was like a dip. You know, like it was in the middle of floorboards were all bowed down right to the center spot. And he was just yakking and it was all spilling down. And of course, he probably hadn't eaten in 3 days. It was all alcohol. Bacardi Limon fresh. Like you could have probably scooped up, shot it, and wouldn't have even really noticed. Yeah. Like it wasn't
no
that.
Stomach acid.
No nothing.
It had all been thrown up already.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was so bad. And like he kind of like when I got in there, he was like laying on the, you know what, I'm getting it wrong. We arrived and he was just spilling drunk. That's what it was. He was just like Ricky from Trailer Park Boys. Like I know at one point he just like swept a cookie sheet off the stove and like, whoa, you know, just whirling in a spiral, you know. And Jen like tries to that's what happened. Jen tries to take him into the living room and then she comes back in with her hands over her mouth like, I can't deal with this. And guttural Yeti screams. And I'm like, fuck, this is like I brought him over. Like, this is my fault. Yeah. You know, I had to sop it all up. And like he, at one point,
you didn't get a straw.
No, I didn't get a straw. No. At one point I passed out or he passed out on his side and his hat just kind of went like that, just popped off his head and he was bald. Like he was like really balding. And I was like looking at him like, you nut motherfucker, dude. Like catfish. First time over at your, catfish.
That was a great trait of his in high school. He was balding in high school bad. And so he could buy us beer all the time and nobody would dare card him. Like the cashier
plus 10 to age.
Yeah, the bodyguard in front would be like, no way am I carding this guy. Yeah. Look at him.
He's older
even
than
if
I
he
am.
Even if he is less than 21, let him ask.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah.
You balding? I don't care about you. You can join the military. If you're balding in high school, you can drink. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just remember I pretended to be I was like on the couch, like just kind of watching after, making sure, because I was afraid he was going to die, you know? And I just, at one point, he just got up, like he was laying in the pool of puke as well. And he just like got up, brushed himself off, couldn't find his hat, and just left. Just like that, you know?
Damn.
I've had some bad ones. I've had a couple really, really bad ones. I wonder
what he's
three.
Up to. His Facebook page says he's still a Papa John's driver.
Yeah, no, he was fired from that by the time I knew him.
Oh, okay.
He
hasn't updated.
Hasn't updated in a while. That was 11 years ago or something. And so I can remember three terrible puking things, because the rest have all been normal. Like, not saying I've only puked and passed out three times, just three where I was like, could have been thought dead. Mm-hmm. And one was the other night. The other one was years ago when we went to a Locksburg party and got really, really ripped and then trashed. And then, like, it was the drive home that got me. I was fine, dude. I was fine, but we needed to drive home.
I think you slept in the yard that night.
Yeah, I did.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And it was the, it was like, I just remember, like, construction lights flashing, like, by me, like, all the yellow and reflectors. Mm. And it's a curvy road and moving. And by the time I got to Patrick's, I was like, just puking in his yard, completely passed out in it. And then another one was at Patrick's house as well. Patrick's seen me on all three of them.
Yeah, and that was with our buddy, the one that was
the
there.
Same
the,
one.
The,
yeah, he
the
must
other
be thinking
night.
I'm just a fucking, you know, just a complete can't handle my liquor at all.
Yeah.
I guess I can't. I don't know.
I don't know. I remember that was the one where you were like, I got to go for it. So we were all hanging around the campfire pit, three of us, and you were like, I got to go. And you went up to the house, and I got a call like, I don't know, 30 minutes later or something from Caitlin, she was like, you need to come check on your brother. And I was like, uh-oh. And you had the door locked. And
oh, no.
I don't know if you had the door locked. Maybe you didn't, but in any case,
I locked that door.
Okay, all right, because you can't unlock
it. You can't unlock it from the inside.
Yeah, that's right. she was like, I'm not going in there, but you need to. And I go in there, and you're like sitting Indian style at the back of the bathroom. No, and I'm like, Tyler, are you okay? And there's nothing. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude, he's dead. And I go over to him, and he's cold and clammy and just, like, there's no life. I put my fingers up to his neck to feel a pulse. I don't feel anything. And then I hear him, like, I'm all right. And I'm like, okay. Like, you know, your pulse stops when you're in that situation.
At least you can
speak. It's like it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
He put his finger, he held it there for a minute. All he felt was... That's not even a back and forth. Yeah,
yeah.
I've definitely had a few of those experiences. The last one was my wife's 30th birthday, and a terrible place and a time to be like that. But we had so this was January of 2020 before I was working at the radio station, and it was one of those I called all of our friends within 100 miles and everybody showed up. I mean, it must have been 30 or 40 people there.
Yeah, yeah.
You helped organize the whole surprise. It was great.
Yeah,
and everybody knew that my wife likes tequila, so everybody bought her a bottle of tequila.
There was like 4 bottles rolling around
and I was helping drink it, and I don't even know how long we were there. I just remember I had way too much and Allie was driving and you were in the front seat, and I get in the back seat, and I get stuck in between one of my buddies and then my wife, and as soon as we start going, like, the heat is just blasting inside the car.
On, yeah.
I was like, I had to get you all to stop. And
immediately.
It was like we had just leaving the house. And
no accelerator yet. Yeah. Just all rolling.
Yes. Yeah. Back in there. I was like, I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens, man. It happens to the best of us, I'm sure. But I do it. When I do it, I go bad, dude. I nearly die as 3 times that I can remember. And that one that you had to come check on me, I had been drinking all day. No beer, only vodka, which is fine. Like, I'd been drinking all day. I wasn't expecting you guys. I don't think I was out at the fire pit just drinking, trying to write.
Yeah, that's right. And I came up and then Kenny showed up. He had a bottle of Kraken.
He had Kraken.
Yeah.
And that gets passed around. And then a Bleezy.
Mixing liquors.
And and then I was just like his friend showed up. 10 minutes later, I was puking my guts in the, you know?
Yeah.
It's not my fault. No, okay. So this shit happens.
I can remember a party once where there was like 5 of the big bottles of Jägermeister.
Mm.
And that was the last time I ever drank Jägermeister willingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a puke on Jägermeister once, but it wasn't bad.
Like, yeah. No, the drunk after wasn't horrible. But the puke was so horrible.
Stings.
It tasted like it tastes like cough syrup coming back up.
And I will never drink. I remember in high school, get the Jaeger bombs, Jaeger this, Jaeger that, and I never will ever drink that again in my life. Yeah.
I used to just pour it in a cup with ice,
yeah,
just straight, and just drink that, you know. And I remember, one time I just leaned off my camping chair, and then got back. I'm like, I'm good. Like I was good. But one of my favorite ones of like somebody else who was too drunk puking. We, up in Canada, of course, bigger city. There's like districts, and we went to another district's high school party, or like maybe it was right after high school or something. Somebody that we barely knew somebody who was having a party. And so this crew of unfamiliars show up to the party from a totally different place. We had to walk, quite a ways just to get there. It was a pretty wild party. Everybody's all around and stuff. And we had this one friend who brought like just a bottle of vanilla vodka, and he was just hitting on that. And I remember at one point, like, we're trying to round up everybody that we took. We're like, we're leaving. We got to leave now. We're trying to leave and get out of this place. And we're like, where the hell is this guy? We call him Fritter. That was a fucking stupid nickname. I hated that guy, Fritter. And where the fuck is Fritter? And as we're leaving, we're like, well, I don't know. He must have left, And as we're leaving, like, we're going out the door, and I look over, and there's like this nice, really nice living room, nice couches, nice like kind of shaggy or carpet and stuff. It was like really nice looking in there, nice place. And he is just leaning off the couch, just puking onto the carpet. Nobody knows this man either. Like, at one point, so he was like, whose man's is this?
Right, yeah.
Who is this? We just left him.
Yeah.
We were just like, that's got out of there. Because that guy was a douche, by the way. Nobody liked him, really. So that was one of my favorites. I just remember like looking over at him and be like, oh, there he is.
One of my favorites with other people is brief, because I can't give any names or anything, because he was a celebrity, a big time one. He was at a concert that I was the MC at. Mm-hmm. And he got so drunk that he was hitting on all of the ladies that were in the back area, helping him to take care of him, taking care of him, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And then he got on stage and like started hitting on some of the ladies up front, trying to like literally, it's like, you want to go back? You want to go
after
back?
After drunk puking?
After all kinds of puking right before he went on stage.
Oh, gosh.
He made it through most of the set.
That's a professional for you.
Yeah, consummate professional.
And I think he when he passed away, I think there was a lot of alcohol in the system probably, too. So.
Damn.
I'll tell you off the air who it was. You know him. You've played his music on your radio station.
But he's dead now.
He's dead now.
Okay.
So that's why I don't hear too much. Yeah. He can't defend himself.
Yeah, he shouldn't speak it.
Right. Yep.
I remember you telling me a story, Tyler, of a time that you were validated in your Americanness, because one of the biggest faux pas in Canada is to walk through somebody's house with your shoes on.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe you told me a story where you went to a party and refused to take your shoes off, and that actually saved the day for you.
It did, man. I walked through a party. Shoes off at the door. I'm not even sure anybody said anything right off the bat. Somebody just noticed me with shoes on. Like, hey, your shoes are on. Like, take them off at the door. Right. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm American.
I know where my shoes are on. Don't,
Diplomatic immunity. I'm American. Yeah. And fuck, I think we told this story on the podcast in like the first episode or something. No, but whatever. Yeah. It's been long enough.
Yeah.
And
100 and something ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big party, too. And all at the front door. And it's not like there's a shoe rack or anything. It's just all just scattered shoes all over the place. Like, people just kick them off too, so your one shoe's here and then another one way over there,
right?
And we got this dude,
Canadian
Elliot.
Houses always smell like feet.
Yeah, that's true. We got this dude Elliot who was like in a grade below us. We had graduated, he was in like 12th grade or something at this point, and he's trying to keep up with the big boys. Like, I think he was playing beer pong with my friend Adam, who was like he is so good at being beer pong. I've never seen anything like it. Like, he was just styling on him at one point, just not even looking, just throwing behind his back perfectly. This guy was ridiculous, and got him so drunk. Like, chug it. Yeah. At one point, we were doing this on purpose. At one point, we were like, Elliot, come here. Like, clashed beers with him and like, got to finish it, you know. Getting him really drunk, and at one point he stumbles down the stairs trying to run out the front door to puke, and he couldn't make it. He just puked all into everybody's shoes. Oh. It was like the shower head setting on a hose fitting, like, you know, like, just so you cover it all. Oh my gosh,
gross.
Yep. So that was my Friday night. It was kind of ruined, so I'm looking to make it up.
Right on.
Going right away. What did you think when you first saw it? You're like, you were excited to see, oh, Tyler, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, he's all fucking dick in the dirt, dude.
He was, man. You were. He was bad. Yeah,
it was bad.
Poor guy. I felt bad for you, too.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I bet you did, huh? Well, you never really want anybody to go through that.
Oh, no.
For sure.
No. So. It's the worst. Well, apart from that, I feel like I've chilled out since then a little bit. Realize the finer things in life are not that. And last episode I was a little off the rails, so I'm trying not to hate anybody this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I got something to talk about real quickly. Have y'all heard all about this old Hawk Tua girl? Mm-hmm. Nothing about the Hawk Tua girl? That's a girl that was in some sort of interview, and she made a statement about how to make a man, you know, go wild in bed or whatever. And you got to give him that old, what is a statement you can make in bed that makes a man go wild or whatever?
Hmm.
And she says, oh, you got to give him that old Hawk Tua and spit on that thing.
Oh, okay.
So that there's obviously all kinds of remixes of it. Great, great beats in the remixes, by the way. Yeah. Love
it. Oh, they're like, back to doing that thing
now? Yeah, I love
that's
that.
That's such an old thing.
But I love it every time.
I'm going to be honest, when you said that, I was like, oh, that's a tribe I've not heard of yet.
This
is associated with the Choctaw?
So you know, now you know what you got is the woman doing that or whatever. So all these guys are making memes about it or whatever. So I'm going to make my statement. And my statement is for the women that chose bear over man.
Oh, yeah.
Us guys, we take the Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah. Not many are like that. I mean, it's a very small percentage. Anybody who's sharing, my girl be Hawk Tua, is like, you know, she don't even blow you.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, do you really want me to suck that?
Exactly. Like, and most and most are just using it as bait to get you into the relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
And then once you're there,
you don't get that again, you know? Just drunkenly pinching the head. Like, you know, get off. What are you doing?
That doesn't work, by the way.
No, it doesn't.
I mean,
it's like really
terrible.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I don't need you hawk-toing like again. And like, and women, first of all, they don't know how to spit. Most of them. You ever seen a woman spit? It's usually like they try and join the men with spitting, and it's just it just like dribbles out. Like, you know, you have to be a certain kind of lady to like really like, you know, and also you don't hawk. You don't gather an oyster in the back of your throat.
You don't want to hawk the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like spit stuff like that. Anything from the human face. I don't like.
You know, I don't know. I've seen some women being like, I know how to keep this hawk to a thing. I've been seeing it, you know. And again, you're not gathering and like, you know, it's not oysters on the shell in the back there and then spitting it onto the, like you keep that shit away from me.
Yeah.
And most I mean, I got to be honest, man. I just don't think a lot of women know what they're doing when it comes to the old to the penis handling.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know. I've seen some guys be like, that's how my wife keeps me with that. You know, and I'm like, I doubt it. I know you ain't getting it. First of all, you're married, have been for how long?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. She knows where
I think
it's
you
been.
Got it. Your last blowjob was your, like, you know, 41st birthday. Oh. And that was 9 years ago. So.
And it was definitely, that was the year prior that he got his prior last blowjob.
Yeah,
exactly.
And there was no hawk toing on that. Trust me. It was like,
none.
You almost done?
Yeah.
You know? Are you ready yet?
You're not going to finish, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah. So this baby's is, crying this in the background.
This is legitimately a thing that's circulating on social media. Like, not Facebook, right?
That's on Facebook,
unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. What?
Oh, gosh. And to think I've got to raise a daughter in this environment.
Yeah, I know it.
It's true.
Now I got to raise a dude.
Yeah.
Be like, this is what you need to look for.
Exactly. Who
look
might for have some some unrealistic expectations.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
True.
That's right.
Very true.
You find one that does that. You hold on to her for dear life. Yeah. I don't know. It's bizarre. I don't know what that whole thing was about, honestly.
Yeah.
So thank you for enlightening me. Wow. So some chick was just getting interviewed.
She was being interviewed on the street. Yeah, you know how a lot of the social media interviewers these days are just ask, like, they'll go to one
so
of those party areas and
so
then,
low effort. Yes. They just stand there with their mic.
Same question.
You know, yeah. I saw one.
So what makes you a 10 and not a 9?
Yeah.
You know.
There was
rate
one that
yourself.
My favorite one was this guy interviewing ladies on the street, and he's asking them all the same question. He's like, if you got a dollar for every person on your body count, what would you be able to buy? You know, meaning how many people have you had sex with? And this one chick, she went, she was like, I'd be able to buy a McChicken with that voice. Like, she's like this hot young chick, right? And she'd be like, I'd be able to buy a McChicken, all drunk. And he's like, why does your voice sound like that? And she goes like, oh, I have COVID. And the guy's just standing there like, what the fuck? He's like, you might want to wipe that off before your next interview.
Oh my gosh.
I remember seeing that a while back. Might have been fake, but, you know,
that's
looked
hilarious.
Real enough to be. Yeah.
No, that's good.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm out, dude. I'm out on everything. This might have to be a shorter episode. Anything you wanted to talk about, Patrick, or we rolling?
No, I feel like that covered it all right
Hey, today
there,
is the longest day of the year.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Summertime. Equinox. Today is the first day of summer.
We got to adapt that into like some more American shit. I don't care about equinox, solstice, and all that. None of that sounds American to me.
Sounds all right? German.
Yeah, it sounds like something like that. Some
Frenchy.
Yeah. Real Frenchy. Yeah. Real Frenchy. Yeah. Equinox.
Equinox.
Whatever it's all communist, right? Whatever it is.
It's like, you know, we're getting close to 4th of July. That's what that means, all right? I've been feeling more American than ever recently. So,
okay.
This 4th of July, I'm about to do it big.
Oh, yeah?
I have no idea. But we, you know, I'm thinking we're going to do some camping. I think we're going to get a hotel room.
I got a friend coming in.
Yeah?
You should
meet Tyler.
You remember that's that? A forever now. If Jay Lindley's ever got a friend coming, I'm like, God dang it.
I gotta get wasted.
Give me a bottle.
Yeah. You guys remember the pilot, the Navy pilot that retired recently?
Yeah. You showed me some pictures and stuff at Big Dip.
You went to his like swinging party.
I don't know for a fact it was a swinging party, but if he's in the area, the next week, do y'all want, or not next week, the week after next? It's the week after next, by the way. Do y'all want to talk to him?
Patrick's out, and we're gonna we're most likely gonna have to do a double next week.
Okay.
Double duty.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So get Jackson in on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a big help
for sure.
and we'll save some of the next 2 weeks. going to be great episodes.
Yeah, but they called me. They're going to be down for 4th of July.
Awesome.
Yeah, so okay. Be hanging out.
If I'm around, I don't know what we're doing.
I got big crazy 4th of July. Yeah. I'll be gone on vacation all week. Nice. This is the vacation we needed all year long. I'm going to Michigan to see my dad.
Michigan.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's Michigan.
Yeah. It is. Hey, it's the greatest state in the union, or so I'm about to find out.
Right? Or be told multiple times.
Yeah. The sticks just litter the yard.
Yeah.
The deer are
better as big as you like.
The deer are always bigger, and it's just generally a greater place to be. So
yeah,
that's you
know. Did your dad still listen?
I don't know.
Everyone's
he's got a lot of time on his hands right now, but so he should. Yeah, he should be listening. I hope you are. But you know, we usually go to the beach for our vacation. Like to spend either a week on a cruise ship or they got the Great Lakes. Yeah, they're. They're lakes, but they're greater, apparently.
Yeah, they're big. They're huge lakes.
Yeah.
You're going to go on a hayride up there, Patrick?
Hayride, too?
Yeah, the wife's like doing her best. She's like, well, we can still, like, there's Amish country and stuff up there. Apple butter game is real bad right now.
Well, she got a zero on that the other day, by the way. the whole family was there. We were talking about y'all's vacation, and she was like, well, we are going to be, like, going to Amish country, and almost everybody was like, yeah, anyway, not disrespectful to her. It was just more like,
I know. She's doing her best.
Butter.
She's doing her best, all right?
Yeah. I've watched an Amish porno.
Yeah?
But, you know.
How was that?
If they were filming, they can't film that, but like watching, you know, something like that going on. But, you know, I'm not going to watch them like do their daily duties. I don't get that. Why anybody would want to go watch Amish people.
Build a barn.
It's like watching monkeys at the zoo. That's the same thing as that. I mean, aren't you glad? Glad we're where we are. Doing
taking
that.
Pictures and photos of them. Like, I'm sure they love that.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah, and you got to stop and see like the world's largest sewing needle and shit.
The biggest ball of yarn.
Yeah, the biggest ball of yarn.
Yeah.
Weren't they having like really hot temperatures here recently up there?
It's so hot. They're
forecast 68.
Up the beach. I've seen things.
They were at 100 and something the other day.
They have these great dunes real close to where my dad lives.
Okay.
It looks like something out of the Sahara.
That's cool.
I mean, they're like dunes that go way up, and they do like big. Rally races through them, and then they do like what a lot of folks around here, you know, you got your souped up side by sides and rock crawlers and stuff, try to make them up it, you know, then like tumble back down or whatever. Mm. So I told her like we should really do that.
Convinced me that's going to be a great trip.
Yeah,
rent one of those paddle wheeled four wheelers or whatever, and go up and down, up and down.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You can do that in Oklahoma. You knew
sand
that, right?
Surf?
Try sand surfing.
At the Little Sahara sand dunes in Oklahoma. Okay. You can rent one of those paddle dune buggies and go up and down, run up and down them. If you ever wanted to do that.
Heck yeah. Well, I'm driving up to Michigan to do it. So I could just go to Oklahoma.
I didn't know if you could rent one. That's why I didn't know if you already had access to one of those to go do that.
I was looking at what it would be like to go from where my dad lives to where my mom lives. Both live up north. It would take quicker for us to get to dad's.
Oh, to either one of them.
To either one of them than it would from going from Michigan to Canada.
Yeah, even though they both like in the same longitude.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's just because their roads are not straight to
them.
Yeah.
Those Great Lakes always in the way.
Yeah.
Stupid lakes.
Well, that's going to do it, I guess. And we'll come at you with something else next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.